Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, Manchester United come from behind twice to beat Reading 4-3 and move 3 points clear at the top of the English Premier League. Chelsea fall further behind in the title race.
Played to him by Maiga. Taylor can win it, safe by Cech. Maiga on the follow-up. 3-1 West Ham. West Ham have beaten Chelsea. They've come from a goal down. Modibo Maiga with a winning goal. Upton Park is going absolutely berserk.
And David Beckham ends his career in the MLS with a second title. More on that in a moment, but first, Manchester United have moved 3 points clear at the top of the English Premier League table after a dramatic 4-3 win away at Reading. All seven goals came in the first 35 minutes, when Rooney scored two of the goals for Sir Alex Ferguson's side, who had to come from behind twice to secure the victory. Watching the action was the BBC's Andy Gillis.
An extraordinary game, more accurately, an extraordinary first half in which seven goals were scored and an eighth should have been given. Robson Kanu gave Reading the lead, only for Anderson to equalise, and Rooney make it 2-1 for United with a penalty. Lafondre and Morrison restored Reading's advantage with headers from identical corners before Rooney and Van Persie put the visitors in front again. It would have been 5-3 had the officials spotted that another Van Persie effort had crossed the line. Unsurprisingly, defences were shored up in the second half, but few will forget the events of the first.
The Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, wasn't happy with the performance and is hoping for a better showing against the champions City in the Manchester derby next weekend.
Oh, it was agony. I mean, it was worst defending this season, without doubt. To lose three goals in that manner, you know, we've got to do something about that. And we're having to rescue the situation all the time. Unfortunately, we've got players who can't do that. You know, Wayne, I thought in the first half, was absolutely magnificent. He and Van Persie and Ashley Young were, you know, a threat to them all the time. And, you know, we should have had a fifth goal. I don't know why it wasn't allowed, but there was at least a foot over the line. Second half with two or three really good opportunities to finish it off. But in the nature of that game, I was just glad to go over the line, to be honest with you.
Always a good month for you, December. You've had this wonderful record over the last decade in December, and you've got a massive one next week. But win that, and you've got a little bit of daylight.
Well, I hope so. That it's going to be a tough game. You know that they know the quality of Manchester City. They're a terrific team, and if we defend like that, then I'll be able to play myself.
Well, City would go into that match 3 points behind United after a 1-1 draw against Everton. Carlos Tevez levelled the score from the penalty spot after Marouane Fellaini had put Everton ahead. City's assistant manager David Platt believes they're still on course to retain the title.
But we know 15 games. You know, we're slightly behind our points total from the first 15 games last season. But we're still there, you know. It depends what Manchester United do. But the season's not over, you know. I mean, Chelsea got beaten again today and everybody will be talking again about it being a two-horse race, but the season's not over for anybody.
Chelsea lost more ground in the title race. They're now 10 points behind United after a 3-1 defeat at West Ham. It leaves Rafa Benitez still searching for his first victory since taking charge.
We have to be more clinical. We have to be in good positions and have to have this this quality, this confidence. But it's two or three players, so we have two or three situations, a different situation with different players. And again, we have to take our chances. It's the only way.
And, I mean, the fans are not making it easy for you, Rafa. You know, they're not coming round to you, are they, the Chelsea supporters?
I think that the fans, the first half they were expecting for us to win. In the second half, we were disappointed. We are disappointed, so it's a problem of what we can do on the pitch, no outside the pitch. So we have to improve for the next game.
Tottenham are up to fourth in the table after a 3-0 victory at Fulham. The England international Jermaine Defoe struck twice for Spurs, who are currently on a good run of form. Their manager, Andreas Villas-Boas, was pleased his players took advantage of the slip-ups of some of the other teams, vying for a place in next season's Champions League.
Massive win for us on a weekend where other teams have dropped points and managed to go back into that fourth position, which we truly wanted. And, you know, we take the profit with three wins in a row and puts us back level with Chelsea at 26 points. And hopefully we can continue on this current run.
Contrasting fortunes for their North London rivals, Arsenal, who've now slipped to 10th in the table after a 2-0 defeat at home to Swansea. The Spanish striker Michu scored two late goals for the visiting side. The Arsenal players left the field to a chorus of boos, and their manager Arsene Wenger says that's understandable.
they are right. They cannot be happy when you don't win the games, and it is of course a concern because we have played more away than at home, and it's important that we win our home games. At the moment, what we produced today is not convincing enough to keep our fans happy. That's normal.
Elsewhere, there were wins for Liverpool and Stoke, but Queen's Park Rangers are still searching for their elusive first Premier League victory of this campaign. They were held to a 0-0 draw at home by Aston Villa and remain rooted to the bottom of the table. Elsewhere in Europe, Barcelona moved 6 points clear at the top of the Spanish League thanks to a comprehensive 5-1 win against Athletic Bilbao at the Nou Camp. The result made it 13 wins and a draw from their first 14 matches to beat the previous start in the Spanish top flight by Real Madrid in the 1991-1992 season. Lionel Messi scored twice for the Catalan side and is now one goal away from equaling Gerd Müller's record of 85 goals in the calendar year set back in 1972. Real Madrid beat their city rivals Atletico 2-0 at the Bernabeu. Cristiano Ronaldo and Mesut Ozil were the goals for the champions, who moved to within 5 points of Atletico in second place, but remain 11 behind Barca. Over in Italy, Juventus beat Torino 3-0 in the Turin derby. They're now 5 points clear of second place Napoli, who hosts Pescara later on Sunday. And the German Bundesliga champions Borussia Dortmund drew 1-1 with the league leaders Bayern Munich, a result which trims Bayern's lead at the top to 8 points after Bayer Leverkusen beat Nuremberg by a goal to nil. David Beckham bowed out of Major League Soccer on a winning note. His LA Galaxy side came from a goal down to beat Houston Dynamo 3-1 in the MLS Cup final to retain their title. The game was the former England captain's final competitive appearance for the Galaxy after 6 seasons with the club. He received a standing ovation as he was substituted in the final seconds. Alexi Lalas is the former general manager of the LA Galaxy. He says Beckham will be missed.
It's great for him to go out on top here, and I think he brought an incredible relevancy to not just the Galaxy, but to Major League Soccer in his time here. You know, he didn't make Major League Soccer, but he certainly helped to make it better, and I think that when you look at what David Beckham has done, I think you'd be a fool to say that it hasn't been a success. There's no way to replace a David Beckham. Even if you went out and signed Lionel Messi, he wouldn't appeal to the type and the masses that David Beckham has appealed to in the United States, but that's okay because I think that MLS is bigger than David Beckham now, and they've learned from David Beckham. They'll go on and they'll sign some big players. Both the Galaxy and teams around the league will continue to sign big players, and it'll only get bigger.
On to cricket now, and South Africa are in firm control of the third test against Australia in Perth. They're back out after lunch on day three, and a short while ago, the visitors were 332-3 in their second innings. That's a lead of 394 runs. Hashim Amla is unbeaten on 157. On to boxing, and Miguel Cotto has failed in his bid to win a fifth world title. The Puerto Rican lost a unanimous decision to the WBA light middleweight champion Austin Trout at New York's Madison Square Garden. The Rugby Union and England caused a major upset by beating the world champions New Zealand by 38 points to 21 at Twickenham. It's the All Blacks' first defeat in 21 games. Correspondent Ian Robertson watched the action.
Defying all the odds, England produced their greatest ever performance against the All Blacks to beat them convincingly and leave the world champions in disarray. It was a magnificent victory, with England rattling up a 15-0 lead early in the second half with 5 kicks from Owen Farrell. New Zealand then scored 2 converted tries through Julian Sevilla and Kieran Reid, and Sevilla got another try near the end. But England also got 3 tries, the scorers Brad Barrett, Chris Ashton and Manutu Alangi. This was England's highest ever score and biggest ever win over New Zealand. A great day for English rugby.
And before we go, a reminder of our top story here on the BBC World Service. Manchester United have moved 3 points clear at the top of the English Premier League table after a dramatic 4-3 win away at Reading. All the goals came in the first 35 minutes. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. You can, of course, get more on our website, bbcworldservice.com. But for now, that's the latest sport.